And we welcome you to the maiden voyage of the DeMello's On the Water podcast. My name is Norm Karkos. Portland, Maine is known for being a great food city. It's just as many restaurants per capita as San Francisco. And Portland, Maine was recently named the Restaurant City of the Year in 2018 by Bon Appetit magazine. DeMello's On the Water has been front and center here in the city of Portland now since 1954, spanning over six decades. Steve DeMello, Johnny DeMello, very much part of the DeMello's On the Water scene here in the restaurant and the family, joining us here on our very first podcast. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here. Great to have you. And let's talk about DeMello's from the beginning here. Where and when did DeMello's first open, and how did you get started? John, Steve, pointing at each other. Who's going to start?
I'll take that one. Our dad got out of the service. Our dad, Tony DeMello, who started all this, built the floating restaurant and marina complex here. But 1954, he got out of the service. He served in the Korean conflict, and he opened up reopened a bar that was operated by his uncle right across the street from the Portland Company, which is being developed right now on 4th Street. So he has, his slogan at the time was, "The clams you eat here today slept last night in Casco Bay." And his mother was out back, our grandmother, Rose, cooking the sauce. And he basically served spaghetti meatballs and steamed clams.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about from the time that happened until where we are today here, the move to convert a car ferry of all things here. How did this come about? Johnny?
My father, I don't know if he started reading, is it Boats and Harbors?
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to open up this floating restaurant, or if it worked the other way around. He had visited a couple of floating restaurants up and down the East Coast, and I forget which one kind of gave him the idea, but he did find a, I don't know if you want to call it affordable, but through Boats and Harbors, that publication, he found this car ferry that kind of piqued his interest and kind of went from there.
And it was located where?
Well, it was in the retired car ferry was retired as the Newport. Mm-hmm. It was in Port Jefferson, New York. He had it towed up from Port Jeff to Portland.
And so what was the vision here? That was a bold vision at the time. Really a visionary, your father was. And to bring a car ferry, to put it right here in this exact location with parking. So what was his vision at the time? We're talking about the early 80s, right?
You got to give him the credit due, because I don't think he was a raving lunatic. I think he was pretty smart when he saw the future of Portland for what it is right now.
And when when he bought the boat in 1980. I guess I was a couple years out of high school, and he said, "Well, we're going to build a restaurant on this ferry," and I didn't think anything of it because our dad was an out-of-the-box thinker anyway, so others thought it might have been a crazy idea. We were like, "All right, what do we do?"
Yeah.
That was a lot of years ago now, 36-plus years ago.
Well, talk about some of your fondest memories early on. You were just out of high school. Johnny, you as well?
At that age, I think when I was 1980, I believe I was in eighth grade. From my point of view, it was pretty amazing. My much older brother, Stephen, saw the dirtier side of it, so I don't know if he was as fascinated as I was with the process.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I didn't think it was that crazy of an idea, but it definitely was a monumental task. But we took it steps at a time. I worked in the kitchen from a very young age until close to when the boat opened. So he set me in the kitchen and he said, "Plan out a kitchen." So I remember being in the kitchen with a can of black spray paint. We drew out, mapped out a kitchen layout where the equipment would go, the line and all that. And we sprayed it on the concrete slab. And that was the beginning of what's down there now.
Right. So from that time on until here we are speaking, as we approach summer of 2019, approximately how many customers has been to DeMello's On the Water since you opened? We're talking how many millions now?
I believe we're averaging 250,000 a year.
250,000 people that had a meal, not even people that just stopped in for a drink.
Right.
On
occasion. 14, 15 million people. That's simply amazing, isn't it?
It is.
So, as you said, your father started off making meatballs and pasta, more of the Italian fare, and now a little more known for seafood. So tell us about what you're known for, the type of food that you have a menu that's really grown. You have a tremendous staff here, great chefs, Chef Melissa Bouchard. Let's talk about what you're known for your food here.
Maine lobster definitely put us on the map. We have experimented with a lot of different types of food over the year, but I'd like to say that the bones of our menu haven't changed 100% in the last 40, 50 years. We still serve an entree that you may or may not be able to finish. You might want to take some home with you. We haven't got away from our Italian heritage. Lobster, again, put us on the map. It's still our the main focus of our menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the like John said about lobster being the mainstay here, we do lobster. We do it lobster right. It happens to be, not really sure if Dad focused on that because of the traveler, the traveling diner, but it's proven to be a big draw for visitors out of town and locals. I mean, I visit a lot of tables throughout the week, and people say, you do lobster right.
Yeah, there's nothing tiresome about watching a customer from out of state with a lobster bib on. You know, we as Mainers would never wear that, but it's something to be said about. You know who to go to and to speak to. So how many pounds of lobster do we talk about a year here? Are you guys talking about this being one of the mainstays here? How many pounds are we talking about?
I'll take that one, John. A lot.
Yeah.
Do you know something more definite?
I do. We just did just crunched the numbers. We had a pretty good estimate. Damned if I have it with me. How about that?
As lobster has been the mainstay, you stay with your Italian family heritage. You have a great chef, Chef Melissa Bouchard. She's really, I think, she has a very eclectic, wide range of culinary expertise here. And I think people over the course of time have seen this menu really expand. So, you know, times change, restaurants change and everything. You've kept the core of what you're doing, but you've expanded with her. You must give her a lot of freedom and talk about the role that she and other chefs have in terms of expanding this DeMillo's restaurant menu.
Sure, let me take that one. Just the thought that comes to mind is that she has, Chef Melissa has adapted foods that are different from the menu we've always served that can be done in high volume. So that's a big challenge, is when you're serving this many people, is to do it well and have it be presented well and delicious and consistent. Because when we first opened, our dad came from a 200 plus seat restaurant to a 500 plus seat restaurant, and we had problems with consistency. My dad knew how to put out a good product, but we struggled with putting it out consistently. So Chef Melissa and her team have really taken our food up a bunch of notches to a more consistent level. But in the market, where we're serving simply prepared fresh Maine local seafood, as opposed to most of our competitors that are small owner operated, 60, 80 seat restaurants, they can get a little bit more involved in the preparation and the presentation. But it's by serving for 250,000 people a year, we know that there's a big demand for simple prepared.
Yeah, people come here for fresh, and they know they're going to get fresh here as well, too. So, with that, you're two of many people here on the staff. How many employees do you typically employ each year?
Peak season, we're close to 200. Usually anywhere between 180 and 200 crew members.
And there's probably, we're ramping up, so we're probably at 160 right now. We're probably down to 150 throughout the slim months. We have a lot of staff that, not a lot of staff, but some staff that will go do something else for a period of time in the slow season.
And many of whom are from the DeMillo family itself. So how much pride do you both take in that, having that namesake continue on here with this great place?
It really is super awesome to have, there's always one of us is here. And I think right now there's 10 members of our family that work here, and two generations. Unfortunately, the first generation, the ones that are left over have retired, but they're still here visiting and still here in spirit.
Speaking of which, average tenure of staff. People come here, they work here. They don't want to leave here. This is a fun place to work. It's a great place to work. You treat them with respect. Everyone knows where DeMillo's is. If you say, I work at DeMillo's, regardless of what capacity, that's something to be said. So what's the average tenure here for these people who work here with you, do you think?
I think of three people right now, well, maybe four or five that have been here over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and the you know, the staff, a lot of the staff like the well, they like the workplace where you know, we're not overbearing management types. They have a say in how things work. Mm-hmm. But they also like the flexibility in scheduling, so we've got that all wrapped up.
So are they trained when hired, and also later on as a refresher as well too? I mean, is it kind of almost like riding a bike for some of these people here?
I wouldn't say that we're too much different than other restaurants, but we do have certain procedures and policies that have worked well for us over the years. One of the biggest things is when newer wait staff come in, usually get complimented on the organization of side work and setup and all that. They've worked in other places where it's just kind of a free for all. They show up for work in the morning and, you know, who's scooping the butter, who's washing the dishes, that kind of thing. Policies and procedures, set steps have been great for us.
I was going to say, anytime you come in here, whether it's the bar or whether it's sitting down for a dinner or just having an appetizer, it's very regimented here. People have an assignment. It's almost like the Bill Belichick mentality of do your job. You know, if they do their job, it's like a well-oiled machine to here, isn't it?
Thank you for that. I'm going to adopt that. that. But I got, you know, John sweetened it up a little bit. I think a lot of it just has to do with our OCD issues in the DeMillo family. So it is working for us. I'd have to. The other thought that came to mind when John was just explaining the, you know, tenure and people being here for a long time is that cross training has been a big help for us. You know, we have people that work in multiple departments, and it's great for relations among employees and flexibility in simply getting the job done. And you know, if Casey's in the kitchen today, she might be on the floor tomorrow.
You people here have to be multifaceted, because not only do they work downstairs, they work up here for events. You've had parties, you've had banquets, you have weddings. I myself got married here, and you guys did a fantastic job, and people still talk about it. So people here really have to be multifaceted, do they not?
Very much so, and in shape. If you've ever tried to have a loaded tray up those stairs on a hot summer day, do a number on you.
Yeah. Let's get back to the family. Who does what from the family? Let's start with you two here, and then we move on to other members of the family, breaking up the roles here individually.
Sure. Well, we split up. We manage in a chaotic business. Well, you know, John's got his strengths. I've got mine. Our brother Dan that works manages the place with us. We definitely have a focus. Each one of us has our own particular focus, and it really is. It really overlaps a lot.
Mm-hmm. How important is it to you to, well, let's get some other family members here, too, who is here as well.
My daughter, Emily, will come back from college. She'll work front desk. Some of my other kids, Dominic and Haley. Sometimes Dom's in the kitchen, sometimes Dom's bussing tables. Haley's doing the same thing, answering phones. I share an office with my sister, Stephanie. She's our bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm. And you also handle some social media as well, too, right, Johnny?
I do. Well, you know, when it first came around, we all knew we had to get in it. And I just kind of dipped my toe in there, and I really enjoyed the direct feedback from customers and showing this place off one video or one picture at a time. It was a fun way to do it.
Yeah. Your son, Steve.
Steve Jr. Works alongside with us. Chelsea does also. Steve's our banquet manager, and Chelsea manages the bar. Both the great additions and our replacements as time moves on. John's kids, my kids. Someday, you know, I think about the future of DeMillo's. The future of DeMillo's is not Steve DeMillo. You know, he'll be gone and, you know, moved on to having fun, and those kids will take over.
But right now, you're in capable hands with the second generations here. Both you and Johnny with, you know, you guys can focus on your jobs because you know there are DeMellos coming up the rank and up the ladder here who are going to be just as capable to do things right now and in the future.
Yeah, and Dan. Don't forget Dan.
Dan, exactly, yeah. So tell us about the family's community-minded efforts here. You guys are very much involved in the community. So talk about the DeMello name in the city of Portland, not just here at along Commercial Street, but you know, in the restaurant business as a whole. You represent the whole city. So talk about your role there in the community-minded efforts here.
So you know, we're one of the organizations we strongly have a connection to is the Maine Children's Cancer Program. Fortunately for us, not because we had any kids in the program, but we just we've seen the need and we've seen the benefits of monies going towards that program. They do wonderful work and with people that are really, really in a bad way. But boy, if we had to list the number of organizations we help, you know, things that people that come to mind would be like the Boys Club, Boys and Girls Club.
Preble Street Resource Center.
Good one. Salvation Army. The list goes on and on.
March of Dimes. My wife just had a preemie baby. It's a small town. You can see the direct effect of these organizations have.
It's all about giving back, yeah. And as a board member of the Maine Children's Cancer Program, I wanted to thank you all for the work that you do with the Maine Children's Cancer Program. So let's talk about some of the big challenges here with such a long-running and long-standing and successful restaurant. You know, there's a lot of competition in this city here. There's just as many restaurants here as there is in San Francisco per capita. Everyone knows about Portland, Maine, thanks to their travels here and to Bon Appetit magazine. So you've almost have to reinvent yourself in a sense with some of the restaurants that are here. So what are some of the biggest challenges for the DeMellos family and DeMellos on the Water as we talk about 2019 and beyond?
Every other restaurant in town is the number one. It's a blessing that you can go out to eat every single day of the year and not go to the same place twice. It's an amazing town. It's one hell of a town. You have to compete. You've got to compete. There's so many other places out there. Cannot just sit on your butt and just cruise by with a chicken parm dinner. It's just not going to cut it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the recent years experience in the labor shortage in basically in any business, but definitely in hospitality, we've learned to curb our seating areas and our menu to accommodate the staff that we have to serve, so we'd still do a good job, and maybe we might not serve as many people sometimes because of staffing, but it's definitely quality over the quantity. Over quantity is the mantra.
We kind of break things up into two seasons for DeMellos. There's the local season, and then there's right now we're getting into tourist season with all the advent of all the cruise ships that are here, and people are lining up out the door. There's almost a two-hour wait to get in here because they all know about DeMellos on the Water through social media or what have you, or maybe they didn't get here their first time. So talk about your vision of DeMellos for the future as we go on from 2019 on here with the restaurant, with reinventing yourself, with social media, and just being consistent and maintaining that great name that everybody knows of.
Yeah, my goal is to serve a consistent, fresh seafood dinner. And if it's a little bit more creatively prepared and served in the future, good. The old staples are working pretty good for us too. So, you know, the John's mixed it up a little bit for us. Him being younger than me, and our kids
much,
will do the same.
Much younger.
Our kids will do the same. Yeah, we're one of nine children, so it's the reason why we have such a big restaurant. Our dad needed to feed nine kids.
John,
I would like to think that our father isn't rolling in his grave right now with the changes that we have made. And I'm kind of excited to see what the next generation will do.
About 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts on DeMellos and the podcast and anything else you may have omitted from here?
Oh, if you haven't been, give us at least one try. Don't listen to what some of the naysayers say. This is not a tourist trap. It's a fun place to dine. The food is fantastic. Come see us.
Steve?
Yeah, I have to go back and get reminiscent of the old days when my aunts were at the front desk greeting people, and And people used to look forward to that. Well, there's still that same warm greeting, even though they're not there at the front desk. Oh, well, come on down and we'll serve you a nice dinner.
Steve DeMello, Johnny DeMello of DeMello's on the Water here in downtown Portland. They've been around since 1954, here on the water since 1982. And as they said, come on by, give it a try. It's a staple here in the city of Portland. We want to thank you for joining our maiden voyage of the DeMello's podcast. And we'll speak with you next time.